Bishop Fenwick girls basketball coach Adam DeBagis is with us. Adam, welcome. Long time. Good to be talking with you again.
Great to be talking with you, too.
Well, you guys are off to a 2-1 start, a notable win last night, 44-37 against Masconomet for your second win of the season. And give me the summary, if you will, of last night's game and the coach's perspective on the Crusaders' performance.
Last night was typical Masco versus Fenwick. For years, we would play low-scoring games, just tight man-to-man defense up and down the court, and it was no different. Even, they've had two coaching changes since I think the last time we played them, and it was just the same old as far as I'm concerned. As long as I've been at Fenwick, those are how that game goes, just because they have tough kids, and we have tough kids, so it's very physical and low-scoring and defensive battle. But we kind of had the lead the whole time and kind of hung on to it the whole time. It was like that. There was a couple slip-ups there where we almost gave it up and they almost started to climb back in, but we held on pretty good. So it was a good finish. Definitely want to get better. I think we have room to get better, but we've played well on our two wins.
Sounds good. So tell me about your team. Give us an overview of whether it be the starting five or obviously more than just the starting five. I'd love to hear from you. But tell me about some of your key players for Fenwick basketball this year.
Well, we have Cecilia K. Cecilia K is a 6'2" center who almost everyone knows at this point. She's a junior captain, and she's the only girl on our team that got significant minutes last year. We have a few others. Senior Erica Lendl has been on the team for 4 years, but, was coming off the bench last year. Senior Ava Bellassini, same thing. And Kate McPhail's a junior. Tess Keenan, those girls didn't play a lot last year, but, we're on a very good team. And then we have three freshmen who are mature freshmen basketball wise, but they're still freshmen in that they have a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now tell me about the league. Always a very tough league, some great teams, and how do you see the Catholic Central this year?
It's tough as always. Even the lower teams, quote unquote, in our league are going to be a tough battle. We got to go to Arlington Catholic's gym. They didn't have a great record last year, but playing in that gym is always hard, no matter what. You could be playing against fifth graders, and you're going to have a tough time. But St. Mary's is returning almost a whole squad that won a state championship last year. Cathedral just beat them last week. They have teams like that. And then, Archie's is always tough. We lost to Bishop Feehan, who joined our league a couple years ago. D1, huge school, that's always good. We had that first, so which was interesting. We're playing three freshmen along with all the other girls, and, they got baptism by fire in our first game against Feehan, which is fine. Especially with the way the tournament rankings go, the league schedule's tough and the rest of our schedule's tough. If we get enough, points in the power rankings to be in there, we'll be one of the better teams in Division III as long as we keep getting better.
Oh, tell me the three freshmen. Tell me more about those three freshmen, their kind of roles on the team.
Caitlin Boyle is from Beverly. She's, a Catholic school kid, so we've known her all along. She's been to a few of our camps, and she's 6'1", so along with Cecilia Kay, it brings a height presence that not a lot of teams will be able to match up with height-wise. Anna Fertinani is a freshman guard from Beverly. Really fast and athletic, and just a really hard worker. And Celia Nielsen is from Georgetown. She's the type of person that if you watch her play and if you look at her, she looks like an upperclassman, with her size and her poise on the court. So they have on the court, practice and games, But it's a great thing because I think they all know that they still, that every day they got to improve, and that nothing's given to them. So they're on the team. They're producing a lot, but you know, they still have a little ways to go. Yesterday in our game against Masco, towards the end, it got a little hot. Masco is getting back in, and they have made some freshman mistakes. So just got to learn from those.
How about the height, Adam? You're talking about, you mentioned Cecilia Kay, but now you also mentioned 6'2", and now you have another 6'1". You've never had height like that, have you? I mean,
we always have had one person that size going throughout the years. Always one, but yeah, definitely never two. So we're certainly, even as a coaching staff, move that to our advantage, which, you know, isn't really a difficult thing in theory, but it's, you know, getting them to work together. And both of them can actually shoot from the outside as well as post up. They're very athletic. So it's, I'm not a big believer in, you know, if we had people with height that were not athletic, I wouldn't like that very much, because I think sometimes coaches see that as something good, but, you know, we want athletes, but these girls are both tall and athletic and smart, so it's definitely an advantage we're trying to take advantage of, and we'll do what we can. It's definitely nothing we've had before, for sure, and probably nothing many people have had before.
All right, so you have Pentucket on Friday night, 6:30, home game for Bishop Fenwick. Pentucket girls under Coach John McNamara, man, they've been very successful over the years, so is it the same situation you're expecting on Friday night?
Yes, definitely. You know, John and I are friends now. You know, when I first started, I started 12 years ago, they were like what I kind of was aspiring to be as a program. Interesting now, you know, we're playing them, and we haven't played them, actually. I just thought of this last night. We've never played them in a regular season game. My second year, we played them in a tournament game, and we've scrimmaged them every year since then, but we've never played them in a regular season game. So should be interesting. He's a great coach. Built a great program, and, you know, they play similar to Masco in that it's always, you know, like full court, man-to-man, tough defense, and no matter how much talent they have, and they usually have some, but even if they didn't, you know they're going to play tough, and so I definitely have a lot of respect for those teams and coaches.
Yeah, I know that, you know, being in the, like, if you pick the area right around the Peabody, Salem, Beverly, Lynn area, Danvers, and so on, you know, the Pentucket girls basketball program and even their boys at sometimes might escape some of the kind of the coverage, if you will, but I've, you know, like you said, that is a premier girls basketball program over the last decade plus, for sure, maybe beyond that. Yeah,
it's about that. Yeah, you're right.
So now tell me about, what do you have next week? So here we are, we're taking you up to Friday with the Pentucket game, but what about after Christmas? What do you have?
We have, we're playing in a Christmas tournament down in the South Shore, and Oliver Ames, who won a D2 state championship last year. And so they're in it with Walpole. They're playing Walpole, and we're playing Medfield, who is always a D2 powerhouse. We're playing them first. So we get that. And then we have a second round with Bishop Feehan on New Year's Eve afternoon. So we are we're looking at some tough games to end the year. But again, that's good. If we can just, I don't care really what happens. I just want us to play tough and get better. That's all that really matters to me. But of course, squeaking out a couple wins in there would be great too. But definitely, and my thought process is always to play the best, because as long as you can get to the tournament, and then you're, you know, some teams out there just don't play very good schedules, and you just play at a different speed. So I think that's always a positive, as long as you can learn from it and get better.
Absolutely, totally. Hey, so who do you have? My last question to you, Adam, is who's on your coaching staff this winter?
We have great coaching staff and people that have been with me a long time. Dave Harrington is my varsity assistant. He's just been a full-time coach for a long time. Leanne O'Hara, now Mimo, been on my staff since 2012 with a 2-year stint in Revere as the head coach. Sydney Southern's a former player. Amy Pelletier's a former player. And Bridget Corcoran is a former player, all former captains at Fenwick. They're all on the staff. And Bill O'Donnell is my freshman coach, who's just a great guy. Had a daughter go through there. So I'm lucky. They're great people, great help to me. And, you know, they're just great coaches. I think the girls respect and like all of us, and, you know, believe in us, and we believe in them. So we got a good rapport, you know, all of us together, trying to get to the same place.
Well, I know when Leanne was in Revere a few years ago, did a bunch of features with her, and she had some great players, and she's a huge plus to the Fenwick coaching staff for sure, absolutely.
Well, she's unbelievable. I mean, she's been one of the best things that ever happened to me, even as far as she's a great friend. So, but yeah, she's JV and varsity assistant. She does the double duty. She stays for our practices. She's been great.
Well, Adam, sounds great. Well, you have a great holiday and the team, and congrats so far on the success. And, man, I think your players are going to be happy when 2022 ends. And, you know, 2023 doesn't sound a lot easier for you, but it's going to be a tough and exciting season for sure, I know, for you.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Bill. Yep. I enjoy talking to you, as
yep.
always.
Yeah, take care. Adam DeBadges, the head girls basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick, here on MSONewsSports.com.